Hello. It's your girl, Stephanie Brock, or you can call me hashtag Second Chance Steph. And I know, I have been slack-a-lackin', okay? I have been slacking on this podcast because, you know, I feel like if I'm just, not that I'm not in the mood, but I just feel like I have to be in the right kind of zen mode. I have to be like kind of in the right mind frame to record one of these. I don't know what it is. Doing a live and doing a podcast are like two totally different things, and it's so strange because the podcast, you have absolutely no idea what I look like. I look like a ragamuff right now, okay? But it has a different vibe. It has a different feeling. So I've just been slacking. There's just excuses I'm coming up with right now, but that is okay. I'm going to get directly into this. I actually kind of touched base about this a little bit on my live today because it really grinds my gears when I see people, okay? I see people online acting like keyboard warriors, okay? Acting like they are the gods and the queens of the world, of the internet world, of the Facebook, of the Instagram, of whatever it is. And it just, oh my gosh, it drives me absolutely bananas. And I know it shouldn't. I know these are the things where you just block and you delete. But sometimes I feel like I want to be that person that helps the other people that have an issue with this. They don't know how to look past it, or they let it get to them. And I just want to stick up for all those people. But at the same time, then I get sucked down this hole, right? But I wanted to touch base on this because I feel like this is something that a lot of people, when it comes to either starting their own business or even just kind of going live, maybe you want to blog, maybe you want to vlog, you know, maybe you just kind of want to share a little bit about your story, or maybe you have a special talent, or you have just something that you want to share with the world and you're just nervous to do so because you have this fear of being judged, right? And I think this stems down not only to childhood, I feel like, but I also feel like we've been brought up to go to school, okay, and you need to follow these rules, you know, or the teacher is going to yell at you, everyone looks at you, and everyone just starts judging you, right? And we follow this all the way through school, all the way until you grow up, you get a job, and you're just used to somebody telling you what to do, telling you how to act, telling you what you can and cannot say to people. It's just, we're always being judged by people. And the beautiful thing about kind of, I feel like what I'm doing and the fact that I am doing this kind of thing online and I have this freedom is that you can break that mold. You can break that chain of being judged by people, because guess what? Who cares, okay? These people, number one, are not paying your bills, okay? So why do we care about what these people think of us? It's bananas to me how much people care about what other people think of them. And myself included. I'm not just saying everyone else, myself included. I just think it's absolutely crazy. We care about what people think about us. We care about what people are saying about us behind our backs, right? We care about what people's opinions are about us. It's all about the judging, right? And so it's just so beautiful when you get to that stage in your life where it's kind of just like, I don't care. I've gone to the point now where if somebody, okay, I'm going to give this an example, okay? I did a keto kitchen and I was making meatballs, okay? I was making meatballs. I washed my hands probably like 5 times in that video, okay? Because I was touching the meatballs and then I washed my hands and I needed to grab a spice. I would wash my hands, okay? So I don't remember if it was the morning or nighttime or right before bed, I think. And I log on to my Facebook and I see, have a notification. I look at it and it's some old lady saying, wash your hands. I died. Normally, okay, I would comment back and I'd be like, I did, like, 7 times, lady, okay? Like, what are you talking about? But now I'm just to the point where I don't have time to do this, okay? I don't have time to argue back and forth with you about if I washed my hands or if I didn't. So now I just delete. I blocked and I deleted, right? And for some of us, and it has taken me a while to get to this point. And I'm not gonna say that I'm perfect and I just do this all the time, because sometimes people, you know, they just poke the bear in the right spot. And I do have to say something occasionally, but that's mostly if I'm just sticking up for someone else. But when it comes to my own post and to my own things, I no longer feel it necessary to defend what I'm doing, defend what I've decided to write in a post, you know, defend a picture that I've taken. I no longer have this fear of what people are going to say, you know, how they're going to judge me, you know, or how people are going to look at me. And especially in the beginning of my journey, I really battled that for a while. When I first started with the company that I'm currently with, I actually made an entirely different Facebook, okay? Because I didn't want my friends to see what I was doing. I didn't want them to, you know, get on my lives and be like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Like, what does this even mean? What are you, you know what I mean? Because I also was in the middle of transitioning from, you know, drunk party Stephanie to sober Stephanie, who has a lot more to her than just, you know, drinking and acting a fool, right? I have a little bit of a spiritual side. I have a little bit of a woo-woo side. Like, these things I was just kind of nervous to talk about or to share with other people. And then I made this other profile and I started from scratch. And now, looking back at it, because most of my friends have found me, okay? They've found this other profile because they obviously want to know what the hell I'm doing. But I wish I would have just kept it. I wish I would have just kept it. I should have just kept the profile and not cared. Not cared what other people thought about what it was that I'm doing. Obviously a little late for that, but that's okay. You know, it taught me a lesson. It taught me a lesson for next time. You know, if there's something that I feel I want to do, I'm not going to hide it. I'm not going to hide it from people. I don't need to. I don't need to hide it from other people. Neither do you. And I know this is a hard pill to swallow, because so many of us are so consumed about what our family is going to think about what we're doing, you know, or our friends going to laugh at us because, you know, you're opening up about personal things maybe on Facebook or on your social media, whatever it is that you are. And I think it's really silly. I think it's really silly, you know. Especially, I mean, I don't know how old you are currently, whoever is listening to this, but I am 34 years old, okay? I am no spring chicken anymore, and I know some people will say, girl, you're crazy, but I don't need to play into the thoughts of what other people think of me. And I think that builds such a beautiful confidence within yourself when you're confident in what you're doing. And if you're confident in, you know, if it is a business, if you're confident in your product and you're confident, you know, in the fact that you know that you are doing something that is helping other people, that's so beautiful. That is so beautiful. And that's nothing to be ashamed of. And I know it can be hard, and your mindset has a lot to do with the fact of fighting off those kind of inner demons of deciding if this is, you know, something you want to share. But I think being vulnerable with people and sharing that you're a human too, it's just, it can do wonders, not only for yourself, but for other people as well. And I've learned that, like, in the beginning of kind of sharing my story, I guess I shared pictures of like, say for example, myself in the hospital. I shared pictures with that, but I never shared the actual video of me talking. I don't know why. I just kind of, I don't want to say it was embarrassing, because obviously it was very it was very traumatic. I mean, it was very traumatic, but I started sharing it. I'm probably going to put it on my Facebook, but I shared it in my stories and I got the most amazing response from that. You know, people, I mean, them crying is not an amazing response, but I think they fully can grasp kind of like where I've come from, you know, and it's not just like, oh, she was in the hospital kind of thing. It was more of a like, you can definitely see there was a problem, right? I don't know. I just, sharing that was kind of a big deal to me, and I'm so, so glad that I did. And I think more people need to do things like that, sharing their vulnerable side. I heard somebody once say that, you know, being vulnerable makes you weak. And I think, I'm not going to say who he is, but I think you're a fool. I think you're a fool for saying that. It does not make you weak. It makes you actually a very, very strong individual. Makes you a strong individual that you have the balls and the audacity, I don't want to say the word audacity, but that you have the, you know, just the guts to even do that. That takes some cojones, bro. Okay. So being vulnerable is not a sign of weakness. That is a sign of strength. 100%. Okay. You know, some people could say, well, that, you know, it just makes you seem, and I'm not talking about being a crybaby. Nobody likes a crybaby. Nobody likes a whiner. Nobody likes any of that. I'm talking about being vulnerable and showing people that you are human. You are a human, and some of the things that you've experienced, maybe somebody else has experienced, and they need you to be vulnerable and share that with them because they don't have the strength within themselves to even be able to know what to do or to express that they have a problem or express that they need help. I mean, that's not weak to me. I think that's amazing. So anyway, that's kind of a smorgasbord of a few things, but I needed to get this podcast done. My girl, you know who you are. She's been yipping, yapping at me to get this done. And I don't know what I need. I love doing these. Once I do them, I just, I don't know. I get really into it, but I don't know why I can't just do them regularly. But I just really wanted to share with you guys that please. Don't fear being judged. You know, at the end of the day, it's no one's gonna remember. No one's gonna care if you mess up on something or, you know, you say something silly. I do it all of the time. I bet you anything, no one remembers when I said something stupid on a live from like, whatever, 2 months ago. Okay, I can't even remember. So don't worry about what other people are gonna think. Not to mention, you know what? People can sometimes just be they have demons inside of themselves that is a reflection more upon themselves than it is of you. Okay? So don't worry about it. And obviously you're the better person. And the fact that you can even push through and do these things that most people dream about doing, but they can't muster up the energy or they can't muster up the courage to do so. Be that person for another person. You know, be that strong person to show somebody else, look, if I could do this, so can you, right? So it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Anyway, I love you guys. And thank you so much for being patient with me. Especially because I've been so not consistent with this. But I promise I will be on the ball for sure. I love you all. And I will see you on the next one.